Kim Deitch comes from one of those families that pass down a trade from one generation to the next. Just as the sons of soldiers sometimes call themselves army brats, you might call Kim Deitch a comic brat. In the 1950s, his father, Gene Deitch, animated cartoons and created a well-known character called Tom Terrific, among others. The son went on to become an influential creator of graphic novels, those ambitious comic books between hardcovers. Kim Deitch recently published one that, according to some reviewers anyway, would appear to be inspired by his father's career. And father and son join us now. Kim Deitch is in New York. Welcome.
Hello there.
His father, Gene Deitch, is in Prague in the Czech Republic, where he lives now, and welcome to you, Mr. Deitch.
Thank you. Even though I'm far away, I don't have to yell, I guess.
That's true. That's true.
Hello.
Let's start with the son, Kim Deitch. You wrote a novel about an old cartoon artist, a guy who drinks way too much, hallucinates about a strange cat, and puts his bizarre hallucinations on paper, and everybody just assumed you were writing about your dad.
It's not about my father, although he is a character in it. It's about two brothers in the animation business, and it follows their careers from the late 20s and follows it through to about the mid-1990s.
And follows the changes in, or in some fashion, reflects the changes in the industry that you work in as
well. The ups and downs of the industry, and I just basically, riffed on all the interesting animation legends that I'd been hearing about all my life, and plus all the people that I'd been meeting all my life in the business, because I was running around in these cartoon studios before I was even quite sure what an animated cartoon was.
Animation legends.
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, the funny part is, when I was a kid, the stuff you saw on TV that was like Saturday morning cartoons were cartoons that were made in the 1920s. Mostly it was like this endless series of cartoons called Aesop's Fables. And when my father ended up running Terry Toons in about 1956.
Which was a well-known cartoon company at that time, producing
right.
These short films that were shown in theaters.
Right. Lo and behold, here were the same guys, many of the same guys, that animated those cartoons still going at it. Only at this point in time, they were doing more modern art-influenced cartoons that my father was making. So there really was this interesting connection.
Gene Deitch, in Prague, what did you think about when you saw your son's book about this industry?
I felt that there was a kind of mystical connection between Kim's career and my career. He is writing and drawing about my childhood. And I think that's, even though we've gone off in completely different directions, I'm actually a film director, a cartoon film director, and I was the head of Terry Toons, and that's where I think this confluence came to fruition. When Kim came to visit the studio and saw all these guys, I mean, this really inspired him more than I realized at the time.
Well, now that really makes me wonder, because this novel, this graphic novel about cartoonists, begins with the story of a guy who was a talented cartoonist but ended up stoned on something and completely crazy and locked up in his basement. There are references to people having hallucinations, going a little... I mean, everybody seems a little nuts in this narrative.
It's true that there were a lot of old characters there who had fantastic stories. And, of course, Kim is an illusionist in a way, a graphic illusionist, and he multiplied what he saw many times over. I'm not going to say that everything in the Boulevard of Broken Dreams was like the Terry Toon studio, but there obviously was a core there that Kim found. I think another confluence that's happened right now is the fact that Kim's book, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, was issued just a month or so before my book, The Cat on a Hot Thin Groove, was published. And this goes back to an even earlier period before Terry Toons, when I was just starting as a graphic artist. I was doing cartoons for a magazine called The Record Changer, a very obscure jazz magazine.
I'm looking at a book by each of you, Boulevard of Broken Dreams by the son, Kim Deitch, and Cat on a Hot Thin Groove, which is a retrospective of cartoons from this jazz magazine by the father, Gene Deitch. Can the two of you tell me how the art was passed down from father to son?
Well, it was an amazing thing for me, you know, to see this book coming along, because those are my earliest memories, is watching my father making these cartoons about the mysterious mysteries of jazz, which it took me quite a few years to understand.
You grew up watching your father draw these cartoons and magazine covers for a jazz magazine. You're a little kid, and he's around the house drawing.
That's right. And, you know, it even went further than that, because later on when he was doing a syndicated comic strip and, you know, he was basically moonlighting that while working in the cartoon studio, he used to, you know, there's when you're doing a comic strip, there's a lot of time when there's busy work and you're only too happy to have some company. And so that was really when I was inducted into the lore of comics and how it was done, just sitting there watching my father and having conversations with him about how you make comics. I mean, that is really where it all started for me.
Right.
Well, Kim Deitch, I want to ask about this book called Boulevard of Broken Dreams, because you write a comic book about cartoonists, and the thing that really strikes me is that some of the characters in the book are almost religious in their faith that they're doing a really important and artistic thing.
Well, I have a real feeling of religious fervor about this. I mean, I want, you know, I'm here, I'm alive, I want it to count for something.
Exactly.
Are there moments, though, when you, either of you, sit there and say, what I'm doing is drawing cats on a page?
Well, yeah, so what?
Kim Deitch is the author of Boulevard of Broken Dreams, and his father, Gene Deitch, has had his work recently published in a retrospective book called Cat on a Hot Thin Groove. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.